When it was built over 2 decades ago, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum had 2 really cool features that many people probably didn't really care to know about or just simply didn't know about, myself included. It was built to be earthquake-proof and fireproof. Apparently, when you're building a presidential museum and library in California, those are 2 very, very good things to include in the building design and implication or construction. And they did it. They did it. And that actually matters because just a few weeks ago, you might have heard on the news about the presidential library coming very close to having fires actually burn it. But they even did something even more cool over the subsequent years after it was built to ensure that fires couldn't destroy this masterpiece that I happened to just recently visit. It was an epic trip. Get this. For the last several years, a docent there said, or one of the caretakers, they've had goats that they've brought in annually for years to eat away the brush and the plants close to the building so that if a fire did come up pretty close, it couldn't get too close because there was nothing for it to burn on the ground. These goats had come in and eaten up the vegetation. I thought that was so cool. What a metaphor for life. All 3 of these things, earthquake proof, fire proof, and bringing in goats perennially, annually, to make sure that the fires can't destroy this building. There's actually the LA Times published a picture. One of their photographers was able to get inside of the building as fires were maybe 30 or 100 yards away and approaching the building, but not hurting the building because of these measures. What about you and your family? What about you and your marriage? Have you, first of all, made sure that your marriage is earthquake-proof and fireproof? In other words, have you looked down the line and noticed what things could perhaps completely destroy your marriage? Usually those things, by the way, are internal. They're things that, yes, external influences play a factor, but internally we have some challenges inside, some weaknesses that we need to mend, some things that we need to fix so that we're not going to be completely wrecked when the temperature rises, when the ground shakes. In other words, what about you? What about the things inside you? Are there challenges that you know about that you just haven't addressed yet? Perhaps you're one that flees when things get difficult, you run away. Or perhaps you're just a fighter and you fight all the time and you think that's the only way to solve a problem is to fight. Maybe you're someone that just, when things get tough, you shut down and you go into kind of your own cocoon and you don't deal well. You just sleep and eat and you don't do anything. Well, none of those are the best solution, perhaps. But what can you do to earthquake-proof and fireproof your marriage? What are you doing to feed your soul so that you're ready for the fires and the vicissitudes and the challenges? What are you doing to help yourself emotionally? What friends do you have? Are they ones that lift you up and call you out when things aren't quite right? Are they friends that no matter how bad life gets, they're going to help you get better? And they know that a lot of your challenges will go away as you get stronger and better. What are you doing physically so that when that earthquake happens, when that fire happens, you're ready? And of course, when it comes to goats and marriages, what are you doing consistently to get rid of those nagging little problems that could come and completely destroy your marriage? I think of when it comes to marriage that the goats, if you will, it's cleaning out the little things that are just nagging and horrible. Are there habits that really bug your spouse that if you just worked on, they'd be so grateful for? Maybe it's little as or small as how you squeeze the toothpaste or how you put away your clothes. Maybe it's bigger, like maybe you need to work on getting better breath, or really big, like maybe you need to increase your worship habits, or maybe you need to work on your playfulness with your kids or the time you have with each other. Maybe this whole goat idea of the every year they're coming and eating the vegetation to make sure that fires don't happen. Maybe it's you're doing things every year, every month to get better so that the fires can't burn down. What if you learned in the next quarter, next few months, how to give a better massage? What if you learned how to be more patient with your spouse? What if you learned the fine art of giving compliments, genuine compliments? What if you trimmed back on your sarcasm? What if you trimmed back on your anger, your frustration? What if you just kept trimming back on those little annoying habits, those things that you think you have no control over, but if you just nibbled away on them bit by bit, eventually, when something really tragic happened in your marriage or some real difficult time, you were able to be there for each other and you were able to handle it much better because you allowed the goats to come in and get rid of the challenges. Good luck. Good luck with fortifying your marriage and bringing in the goats to get rid of the excess vegetation.